American college campuses are increasingly patrolled by armed police officers. It's a trend that's getting attention after a University of Cincinnati officer was charged with murdering a black man during a traffic stop. We start this hour with a look at why universities are moving toward having their own cops and the worries that that's generating. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
When prosecutor Joe Dieters announced the indictment of University of Cincinnati officer Ray Tenzing yesterday, he had harsh words about the officer's competence, saying he should never have been a cop. But then he added this.
The university does a great job educating people, and that should be their job. Being police officers shouldn't be the role of this university. I don't think so.
The University of Cincinnati is hardly unusual in having its own armed police. About 32,000 people work in security on college campuses, and about half of those are sworn officers who carry a weapon and have full powers of arrest. And that proportion is rising, says John Roman of the Urban Institute.
More campuses are arming their law enforcement, and most of those officers carry sidearms, pepper spray, and a baton.
Roman's been studying law enforcement on campuses, and he says the trend is being driven by fears of mass shooting events.
A lot of this is a reaction to these very rare events like the Virginia Tech shooting. Yes, absolutely.
Statistically speaking, mass shootings are rare, and Roman says you have to consider the trade-off you're making for the new risk that's created by that gun in the holster of a campus cop like Ray Tenzing.
Because he was armed, he completely overreacted, and it ends up with what has been ruled as a murder. And if he's not armed, that can't happen.
But the chief of police at the University of Maryland doesn't accept this calculus. David Mitchell says, first off, active shootings do happen on campuses.
So the question is, if that is a threat, and believe me, it is a threat, what is our response capability? If you just have security, they're unarmed and not trained to handle that type of threat.
And as to the broader question raised by prosecutor Joe Dieters about whether a university should even have a police department, Mitchell says that's short-sighted too. He says policing a campus is specialized work. Imagine handling thousands of exuberant kids on game day.
It requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of calmness. It requires a lot of professionalism. We're best to do that here. It's a niche market in policing that we do and we do well.
And on this point, John Roman at the Urban Institute agrees. Campus police make sense, he says. He's just worried about arming them, especially when they don't get the kind of regular refresher training in weapons use that city cops get. And then they patrol city streets near the campus. In Cincinnati, the university has now pulled its officers back off of those streets. And the president, Santa Ono, has pledged reform.
We are fully committed to doing anything, even retraining officers, so that we can be really a model of public safety from a university setting.
But Ono did not entertain the possibility of disbanding his department, even as the mayor of Cincinnati, standing right next to him, said that his city police department would be capable of taking over the job. Martin Costi, NPR News.